the human soul's self-realization or knowledge of the self, without which it is very, very difficult to be able to move ahead. Now, if one has looked within and tried to analyze oneself, be able to keep a watch on oneself, be able to control one's passions, one's lower desires, be able to ponder over life itself, we find that what will emerge from this is a good character. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in Surah Al-Qalam, this is Surah number 68, and Allah tells him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and most surely you conform to the best of akhlaq. In other words, you are the one who has a tremendously wonderful character. And Rasulullah himself said, I have been sent to perfect the nobility of your character. Now, this will only manifest itself if within oneself there is a cleanliness, there is a good character that resides. And see, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, most of my people who gain entry to Jannah will gain entry by having taqwa, which is God consciousness, and a good character. A good character melts sins as the sun melts ice, and a bad character spoils an action just as vinegar spoils honey. A good character is half of religion, he said. When he was asked what was the best thing a Muslim could be given, and he said, a good character. And then he was asked, what does that mean? He said, is perfection in manners. Continuing, he said, cheerfulness, smiling, is the basis of love, tolerance, the burial of faults, consolation, and concealing of shortcomings. There is no better relation than good character. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, a Muslim's perfect knowledge of religion is his abstention from talking about that which does not concern him, his lack of hypocrisy, his patience, and his good character. So to be able to manifest our iman, manifest our self-realization, for one who is able to use his intellect or her intellect and heart. In other words, if you and I have a decent IQ, EQ, and SQ, if we've got emotional, spiritual intelligence, then it will only manifest itself through good akhlaq. That's the only way it's going to come out. So we're going to look at each one of the characters that we have to develop within ourselves, and see how we can, if I can say, cultivate them. Because just by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah does not make us Muslims. Yes, we may have acknowledged it, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating. How can you convince, for example, a butterfly who claims that she's a cat, just by her saying she's a cat? It's as absurd as that. If our behavior does not reflect our iman, if we say we are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we do not reflect his character, he was rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to the world. If we do not reflect that rahmah, what right do we have to be called the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we're going to look at each of the characteristics that a human being has to build up, has to nurture, has to cultivate within himself or herself, so that it manifests itself so strongly that however much someone may not like what we believe in because of their misconceptions, because of their misunderstandings, the character should shine through so strongly that it would convince them that they have misunderstood what you believe in and be able to look into it further. Tomorrow we will begin with the subject of forbearance or hilm, which is essential when we begin to look at the first of human values. The address for the Islamic Education Board is Dar al-Tabligh, Jacketts Lane, Harefield, Middlesex. The postcode is UB96PZ. The telephone number is 01923 8-23-606, and the email address is ieb@tablighorg.org.uk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.